Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
92.9 The Game Breaking News. Powered by Radio.com Sports and brought to you by Indeed. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire.
We don't often have breaking news at 7:24 in the morning, but we do to Nitra Batiste.
You are absolutely right, John. That is a rare thing for us, but we do have breaking news this morning. How appropriate that we're talking about the Patriots, because Mohamed Sanu, according to multiple sources, has been traded to the Patriots. The Falcons are sending the wide receiver to New England in exchange for a second-round pick. Now, according to some sources, they did try to do this during the draft. Atlanta held off, so now the Patriots are getting him. Of course, he's done primarily work in returns, if you will, this season. But during his time here with the Falcons the last four seasons, he's racked up 225 receptions for nearly 2,500 yards and 14 touchdowns. So, again, Mohamed Sanu, according to multiple reports, headed to the Patriots.
Thank you, Tanitra. Do appreciate that. Yeah, this is huge news.
What is it like? I don't know how I feel about that, though, because we were just talking about, what the Falcons need to do to fix this, and now we trade Sanu. Now, I get why. I get why. But at the same time, as a fan, it kind of sends the wrong message, in a sense.
And I think, guys, when I think about what Mo Sanu does, and we think about going, you know, to the Braves, if you will, and you're talking about a five-tool player, this guy is Mo is who we've always referred to as the Swiss Army knife.
Yes.
He can really, really do it all. So, I like you said, we get why. We get the positives and the advantages for it, but it is a little bit of a head-scratcher just in terms of somebody who can really do it all and has done it all for the Falcons these last three and a half seasons.
Yeah, and what I'm talking about is Calvin Ridley. You give Calvin Ridley more of an opportunity to catch more balls. I mean, you know, you give him an opportunity to shine a little bit more. I get all of that. But as a fan and the way that this team is kind of reeling right now, it's just a strange thing. A lot of people feel like this team is giving up. When you make that move, a lot of people on the outside are feeling like the team is giving up.
Yeah, that is the first reaction. It is a natural reaction. And the biggest question we have is, now that we're finding out this morning again, multiple sources reporting now, correct me, a second round pick.
Yes.
Okay, got it. Second round pick, which, by the way, will be, presuming New England ends up with the 32nd pick, it will be the 64th pick in the draft, obviously. At the end of the second round, which, will give the Falcons, presuming they have a high draft pick, a top five in the first round, a top five in the second round, the last pick of the second round, and a top five in the third round, which will give you a lot of flexibility because you'll have, you know, a late second and an early third. You could move up in the second. You could have a late second and a early second and a late second, move back up into the first as they did with Caleb McGarry. So there's a lot of flexibility that this gives you. But from the first standpoint is, Mohamed Sanu gone is a blow to the Falcons, not only offensively, but also because of the fact that he was so popular with the team. I mean, we really liked Agent 12 a lot. He was a popular player. I had great respect for him. It'd be hard to see him go. But it's business.
Yeah, and it just kind of makes you wonder, you know, what's the overall mindset of the team right now. Nobody's ever going to come out and say we gave up. Nobody's never going to say that, but to lose a key piece like that, I get it. You know, Cal Ridley is going to step up and play more of a prominent role, but you just, you know, to have him out there, one more piece out there, like another receiver out there, you know, I mean, hey, I'd rather have him out there, but I get it. I get it.
Yeah, and it's interesting because I know the conversation has also been in the last 24, 48 hours, cap space, and really – it's not a lot, because for him, he was going to hit the cap with 7.7 mil this year, 7.9 the next year. It will bring cap savings of about 4.9, been taking him off the books for 2020, but not a lot of room to breathe from a cap space perspective.
I need to ask.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
oh, oh.